Please join us in praying the prayers of preparation for total consecration to Jesus Christ through Mary, according to St. Louis de Montfort. The prayers are led by Father Adam Streitenberger and may also be found on the stgabrielradio.com website in the audio archive under Marian Consecration.
First week, knowledge of self, invocation of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful, with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations, through Christ our Lord. Amen. First week, knowledge of self, day 2. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Likewise, my brethren, you have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. While we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions, aroused by the law, were at work in our members to bear fruit for death. But now we are discharged from the law, dead to that which held us captive, so that we serve not under the old written code, but in the new life of the Spirit. From the writings of St. Louis de Montfort. From what Jesus Christ is in regard to us, we must conclude, as St. Paul says, that we belong not to ourselves, but entirely to him, as his members and his slaves. For he has bought us at an infinite price, the shedding of his precious blood. Before baptism, we belonged to the devil as slaves. But baptism made us, in very truth, slaves of Jesus. We must therefore live, work, and die for the sole purpose of bringing forth fruit for him, glorifying him in our body and letting him reign in our soul. We are his conquest, the people he has won, his heritage. First week, knowledge of self, closing prayers. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries. Subdue within me the power of flesh and demon, by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come. Before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen.